Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. My name is Kathy, and this is our journal of learning about and living with lichen sclerosis. Each week, I research or talk to someone about lichen sclerosis and bring you the information. And this week, I wanted to create an episode for all of my dear sisters who are just recently diagnosed or just starting to look into what lichen sclerosis is. I'm sure you've been down that Google wormhole from the Mayo Clinic all the way down to Wikipedia. And you're pretty much seeing the same information regurgitated over and over again in different medical terms that you then have to Google to figure out what the hell they mean. Trust me, I've been there. So this episode is going to be a broad overview of the basics of what you need to know about LS to take care of yourself. We're going to talk anatomy. We're going to talk about what is and what causes LS, symptoms, treatments, and monitoring and best practices. This is actually week two of my 5-week program, not as in-depth, but an overview of what it is. So you can get an idea of the information we go through in order for you to know what to expect and what to look for and how to take care of yourself and what your options are. So let's get started. Here's the thing. It's super, super important when you're talking about LS, you use the proper terms for your anatomy. For example, I did not use the word vagina correctly until I started researching LS. Because growing up, vagina was the whole thing in between my legs. I knew the word vulva, I just didn't use it. But it is super important when we're talking about our disease, especially when we're talking to medical professionals, that we use the correct anatomy. So, the vagina is an internal organ. It is what leads from the vulva to the cervix. The vulva is the outside organ. It is the pathway, the mouth to the vagina. And the vulva is made up of different parts. Again, more anatomy. At the top, above your clitoris, because everybody should know where your clitoris is. If you don't, girlfriend, email me. We got to talk. Is the mons pubis. That's the hairy patch right above the clitoris. FYI, that is where I had most of my itching. That's where it started. Then come down, you have the clitoral hood. And of course, inside the clitoral hood, you have your clitoris. Beneath that, on the outside, you have your labia majora, which is your big lips. And then inside that, you have your labia minora. If they haven't reabsorbed or fused, that's your inner lips. And then inside that, you have your urethra and the opening to the vagina. Underneath that, you have your perineum, which is a little bit of skin between the vagina and the anus. And then, of course, below that, you have your anus. So that is the anatomy of your vulva. I hope I described it well enough, but I will have an image in the show notes on the website if you need a visual. So it's super important that you know the parts of your anatomy so that when you go to the doctor, you can tell them where it itches, where you're seeing a lesion, where you're seeing white spots, whatever your symptoms are. You can be very direct and very accurate about where it is that you are feeling these symptoms. All right, so lichen sclerosis. Researchers aren't in total agreement about what this is, but there's a majority consensus right now that LS is an autoimmune condition with a possible genetic component. But I can definitely tell you what LS is not. It's not a sexually transmitted disease. It's not an infection. And it's not contagious or spread by touch. So when you're explaining it to your friends, your family, your significant other, let them know that there is no way that they can catch LS from you. So there's no fear necessary of that. What causes LS? This is a huge question that I know a lot of us think about. And unfortunately, we don't know the answer right now. Researchers don't know what causes LS, but there have been cases like mine where trauma or injury to the vulva has triggered LS or made LS worse. So like for me, my LS started after I had a hysterectomy where they went in vaginally. I believe that triggered my LS because before that I didn't have any symptoms and my LS started almost directly after that. And I've heard from many other women that have had a bike injury or they had some other kind of condition where there was trauma to the vulva and it triggered their LS or they had a biopsy and it made it worse. So I do believe there is some kind of correlation there, but it needs to be studied more. We know what does not cause LS. You did not cause your LS. A lot of women blame themselves or try to figure out what they did to have LS, to cause their LS. Let me tell you, you didn't do this to yourself. I don't care how many sexual partners you had. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you had. If you drank or if you did drugs or you partied hard, it doesn't matter. You did not cause this LS, no matter how you ate. It's just something, unfortunately, that was triggered in your body. Please do not blame yourself. All right, let's talk symptoms. Of course, we got the most prevalent symptom, which is itching. And mostly it's when you are laying down to go to sleep. We have burning and soreness, whitening of the skin, which can be in patches, or it can be in what they call a classic figure eight, which is around the labia minora and into the perineum and then around the anus. We can have fissures, ulcers, lesions, blood blisters. You can have excessive sweating, especially during the summertime, and it can misshape your vulva because LS thickens the skin. It's an inflammatory disease. Your labia majora are going to be inflamed. It's going to appear engorged, which then leads to our severe symptoms, which are fusing. Now, your labia minora can either be reabsorbed into the body or they can be fused together across from each other. In that case, then it can start covering the opening to the vagina and the urethra. You can also have fusing of the clitoral hood, where it's going to cover your clitoris and you're not going to be able to get any sensation. I did a deep dive into symptoms in one of my earlier episodes titled Lichen Sclerosus Symptoms. So if you haven't heard that yet, definitely go in and listen to that. Another severe symptom is vulval scarring. And you get scarring because you have the itching. So you scratch. And of course, when you scratch, you tear the skin. And then that's going to scar. And then you continue this cycle, which your skin is already engorged and thickened. And now you have scarring on top of that. And that can lead to some secondary symptoms, which the scarring can lead to vulvar cancer. So it's super important that you pay attention to your symptoms and you do everything you can to try to relieve them, not only for just your peace of mind and not having them, but so that you can try to mitigate the chances of you developing further complications. Some of the other secondary symptoms are emotional, mental health issues, loss of sleep, loss of relationships, and pain during sex or urinating or having a bowel movement. All of these things contribute to each other, and you're going to start that mental cycle, that mental health cycle that I'm so passionate about. So going back to vulvar cancer, women with LS have a 1-5 or 2-6% chance of their LS turning into vulvar cancer. Now, I don't want to scare you. The fact that you are here listening to me now, the fact that you have been diagnosed, the fact that you are doing something about your LS puts you in a good position. This 2-6% is mostly women who've gone misdiagnosed for so long and untreated or aren't treating their LS properly for an extended period of time. LS is a progressive disease, so it gets worse as time goes on. So the most important thing that you can do is exactly what you're doing now. Get informed. Do what you have to do to find what your triggers are and develop the correct maintenance plan that works for you. The good thing is vulvar cancer is treatable when it's caught early. We're going to talk about maintenance and monitoring and best practices. And all of this is going to tie into mitigating the chances of you developing vulvar cancer. Your LS is probably diagnosed one of two ways, either visually or through a biopsy. After you were diagnosed, your doctor should have prescribed you a medication. And most of the time, it's a topical medication. And they should have showed you exactly where to apply it and made a follow-up visit for 6 months. As far as treatments, you have your ultrapotent corticosteroids, which is your gold standard. Then your second line is your topical calcineurin inhibitors. Then you have your third line treatments, such as platelet-rich plasma. You have your CO2 lasers and you have ultrasound therapy. Some women use diet or home remedies to help treat their LS. Others use a homeopathic or a naturopathic treatment plan. I'm not here to tell you how to treat your LS. I'm just here to tell you what your options are. You need to find what goes with your belief system and research what you feel is best for your body. Monitoring. Once you get on a treatment plan that works for you, you want to make sure that you monitor your vulva. Just like it's recommended that you check your breast every month for lumps for breast cancer, you need to check your vulva for any progression for your LS, whether that's fusing or lesions or blisters. You want to make sure that you're looking just so you can see if there's any differences. It's recommended you take a picture every 3 months. So you could take that to your doctor and they can look at progression as well. As far as best practices, it's good if you use some kind of moisturizer or barrier cream on top of your topical ointment. It helps from rubbing with your underwear and it helps fight dryness. Some women go commando. They don't wear underwear. Others recommend that you wear 100% cotton underwear. It seems to irritate less. Also, you want to avoid tight clothing, any soaps with fragrances, if that bothers you. Personally, that doesn't bother me, but depending on where you are on the LS spectrum, that may be something that irritates you and that you want to avoid. Also, make sure that you stay on your treatment plan. Your maintenance plan is so important. Once you have your LS under control, remember, it is a progressive disease, so it can always flare up at any point. But if you know what your triggers are, you can try to avoid them. And as long as you're keeping up with your maintenance program, you can continue to fight against the advancement of vulvar cancer. That's the big picture of what you need to know about LS. We don't know what causes it, but we know you didn't do this to yourself. So do not blame yourself. You know what your symptoms might look like. Figure out the treatment plan that works for you and follow it to a T. It's like penicillin. Don't stop just because you're feeling better. I hope you learned something new today, and I hope this was helpful for you so that you can, you know, claw your way out of that Google wormhole. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at Kathy with a K at lichensclerosispodcast.com. I'm always available to answer any questions. You can also follow me on social media at Lichen Sclerosis Podcast on Instagram and Lichen Sclerosis Support Network on Facebook. For a deeper dive on all of this information, go to lssupport.net and sign up for my new 5-week program. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will talk to you next time.